Several years ago, there was a grassroots movement that kind of became a global movement that just attempted to give support to youth, young boys and girls, men and women, who were struggling with issues of sexuality. It was called It Gets Better. It was a simple way to just give that hope to youth who lived every day with fear, with anxiety, confusion. It was hope that life would, as the name declares, someday it will be better. Someday it gets better. For young, struggling people, hope is often the only thing they have to hold on to. Truth be told, for all of us, there are times when hope is the only thing we have to hold on to. Because sometimes things happen in our lives, or we've walked in darkness for so long that we need something to just point us to that hope that stands right before us. Sometimes we're so beaten up by listening to the doom and gloom of the world that we just need a voice to help us to uncover that voice of hope that still lies within us. Sometimes doubt is planted in our lives and our minds so much that we need to be reminded of that hope that whose root lies at the core of every person, because hope is God's message. And we have an astonishing capacity to hope to get us through even the worst of our times. Now, the biblical image of hopelessness is the experience of exile. When the people of Israel were exiled from their homeland, cut off from the city of Jerusalem, the holy city that God had given them. They no longer could worship in the temple where they believed that God dwelt. So in their exile, we can just begin to imagine how they must have clung to those words of the prophet Isaiah, voicing the words of the Lord: be strong, fear not, here is your God, he comes to save you. Strengthen the hands that are feeble, make firm the knees that are weak, the eyes of the blind will be opened, the ears of the deaf will be cleansed, the lame will leap like a stag, and the tongue of the mute will sing. And someday, one day, you will return and enter Zion singing, crowned with everlasting joy. In the midst of their exile, Isaiah gave them something to hang on to. He gave them hope. He assured them by the very promise of God that it would get better. What Isaiah proclaims, we also need to hear, that hope cannot be destroyed. It cannot pass from existence, but sometimes it takes the patience of a farmer to wait for that hope to come back. It's like the farmer who plants, as St. James reminds us, plants that seed in the ground and then waits for the early rains and the late rains before that plant sprouts and before it grows and before there is a harvest. And sometimes it just takes a whole redirection of our vision, as it did for the followers of John the Baptist. Maybe John, now in jail, maybe he himself had doubts, lost a little bit of that hope, and wondered if Jesus really was the one. I mean, after all, he's in prison. John's in prison now, facing torture, facing death. Or maybe it was just in his own way of leading his disciples to redirect their hope, not in him, but in the one who is to come, in Jesus. Hope had come forever. And hope was not about to leave. The kingdom of God had arrived. So I hope, folks, that maybe these collective voices of Advent that we have been hearing can remind us that it can and it does get better. Whatever it is in our lives, it needs to get better. Our relationships, our marriage, our community, it can be healed, it can be renewed, it can be united. It can and it does get better than this, that tolerance can open the doors to forgiveness. It can heal even the greatest of wounds. It can, it will get better than this, that the the hungry don't have to face, or the poor don't have to face hunger. The imprisoned do not have to face humiliation. It can, it does get better than this. Our differences don't have to divide us. They can make us stronger. They can make us better, even. Because hope, in its God-given best, is exactly what Christ gave to the waiting world and still does every day.